This Health Ranger Report Pandemic Podcast is brought to you by naturalnews.com for uncensored reporting and healthrangerstore.com for lab-tested preparedness supplies such as storable food, full-face medical masks, biostructured silver first aid gel, and iodine, only while supplies last.
Welcome to the vaccine debate. This is a very short introduction to the key issues surrounding vaccinations, especially the upcoming coronavirus vaccine, which looks likely to be pushed on everyone, probably without their consent. My name is Mike Adams. I'm the publisher of science.news as well as vaccines.news. I am a published science author. I run a science lab, a multi-million dollar pesticide analysis and food science laboratory. The author of Food Forensics, number one best-selling science book on Amazon.com, as well as the inventor of several patents. One is called Cesium Eliminator. It removes radioactive cesium-137 isotopes from the human body. You can find it in the U.S. Patent Office or any patent search. And I have been, for almost 20 years, one of the most vocal, I guess let's just say anti-vaxxer. That's the term that the establishment uses. In fact, I'm not an anti-vaxxer. I don't disagree with the scientific theory of how vaccines can theoretically work when the body responds with antibody production and so on. So one of the tricks that the vaccine industry plays on the public is to label everybody an anti-vaxxer when they aren't. In fact, the concerns of people like myself and many others surrounds the toxicity of the ingredients that are added to vaccines, ingredients which are almost never revealed to vaccine patients or users. And in fact, we have proof that vaccines are not safe and in many cases not effective, and in some cases even spread infectious disease. That proof, you don't even have to get it from me or another vaccine skeptic. You can get it directly from the U.S. Government Health and Human Services website. It's called vaers.hhs.gov. That's vaers.hhs.gov. And there you can download quarterly statistics on Americans who have been harmed, injured, and killed by vaccines. That is available through Health and Human Services. And it's a free download. And it represents only a small portion of the number of people who are harmed and killed by vaccines in America every single year. So the key claims of the vaccine industry are all false. Those claims are that, number one, vaccines are safe, that they never harm anyone, that they have no side effects. And secondly, that vaccines are effective, that they always work and they never fail. And thirdly, that they are only approved through rigorous scientific studies that many people assume compare vaccinated people against non-vaccinated people. So each of those three claims is demonstrably false. Number one, we know that vaccines injure and kill a large number of people. And I just gave you the website where you can download those numbers for yourself. In fact, almost every adult in America today knows someone who has a family member who is autistic. And many of the moms and dads around America who have autistic children will tell you, usually secretly, that yes, it happened immediately after those children were vaccinated. And yes, vaccines are linked to a much higher risk of autism. And this has been admitted by, in fact, vaccine researchers and regulators, one in particular, a whistleblower inside the CDC, who blew the whistle on this fact. And not one media outlet in America reported on it. A total blackout of that news. So mostly you have been, if you're new to the vaccine debate, you have been isolated from factual information about the risks of vaccines and how the CDC has known about the risks. And in fact, in that particular case, how the risk of vaccine-induced autism is higher in African-American children, especially young Black male babies. So here we have a disease, you could say, or a side effect that has a disproportionate effect on Black babies. And you would think that that would be news in America, but nope, it's been completely covered up. So we know vaccines aren't safe. They are, in fact, risky. They do cause injury. They do cause death. They do cause autism. And this is actually well known by the vaccine industry. They just simply attempt to cover it up and hope you never find websites like the Health and Human Services website or vaccines.news. And this is why the tech giants engage in widespread censorship of any website or channel or voice that questions vaccine dogma. So the second false pillar of the vaccine industry is that vaccines always work and never fail. But you can go to the False Claims Act filed by former Merck virologists who swore under oath with the federal government that they were ordered by Merck management. Merck is one of the biggest vaccine manufacturers in the world. They were ordered, they said, by Merck management to falsify the antibodies in the blood draws from human subjects in a mumps trial in order to deceive the FDA into thinking that their vaccines worked when they didn't. So in some cases, vaccines don't even produce antibodies in human subjects. And in that particular case, according to the False Claims Act document, that's been around for many years, by the way, again, you probably haven't heard of it because the media won't cover it, but it showed that they had to get antibodies from animals and then spike the animal antibodies into the human blood samples and then use that to trick the FDA in order to get the vaccine approved. So in many cases, not just with mumps or MMR, vaccines don't function. They do not work. And in cases like chickenpox, if you actually read the vaccine insert, it says that this vaccine will cause a recipient of the vaccine to shed live chickenpox viruses and that they could infect family members or others around them. So that's a case where the vaccine itself can cause the disease that it claims to prevent. So if you take a school of children and you vaccinate every child in the school, or let's say you just vaccinate half the children and then they go back to school, they will infect the other half. And so you'll have an epidemic, an outbreak in that school of chickenpox, and it's caused by the vaccine. This is the case with polio. And nearly all cases of polio that are found and diagnosed in the world today are vaccine-induced polio. So polio is no longer a disease that is widespread in the wild that's a threat to humanity, but the polio vaccine causes polio to continue to spread and continue to be diagnosed, which creates the demand for the polio vaccine. So the vaccines themselves, in many cases, are creating demand for more vaccines by spreading the infectious disease that they claim to prevent. And so it's the perfect scam. It's a medical fraud case. It's a criminal cartel of administering something that spreads disease while claiming to be preventing the spread of disease. The vaccine industry also claims that everything they do is based on rock solid science and clinical trials. That's simply false and absurd. You can acquire any vaccine insert sheet. And for many of them, you just ask a pharmacist, hey, I want the vaccine insert sheet for this vaccine. If you read that, and you'll need a magnifying glass because it's all in very tiny text, but for many vaccines, it will say right on the insert sheet that this vaccine has never been tested in a clinical trial, never been proven to work. And many times they will say they've never been tested on children, never been tested on expectant mothers, never been tested against a non-vaccinated group, that there's essentially zero proof that the vaccine even works. And this is openly admitted on many vaccine insert sheets. So anyone who is out there saying, the three common lies that vaccines don't harm anybody, that they're safe and that they always work and that the science is rock solid, they are either wildly ignorant of the facts or they are a malicious liar. And in some cases, they're both. They really don't know what they're talking about. The vaccine insert sheets provide astonishing details about how vaccines can cause people to lose consciousness, for example. This is common in HPV vaccines, how vaccines can spread the disease, such as in chickenpox vaccines, or even the ingredients in vaccines, which are sometimes listed in the insert sheets. Those ingredients include, by the way, cell lines known as WI38 and MRC5 and other cell lines. These are clone cells that are derived from aborted human babies. This is not denied by the vaccine industry. It's actually, I think they kind of celebrate that, actually. They kind of brag about it, how they took aborted human fetal tissue and were able to clone it and then infect it with diseases and then use that tissue to inject into other human beings. They think that's a great achievement. So, and that's in addition to the other toxic ingredients, which include mercury in the form of thimerosal, aluminum, squalene, inflammatory agents, things that actually cause the nervous system, and in some cases the digestive system and the immune system, to have inflammatory responses, which are linked to the so-called cytokine storm, which is a hyperactive immune system response that kills you when you're subjected to a subsequent infection. And as it turns out, taking vaccines routinely for things like flu shots makes you more susceptible to mortality from infectious diseases such as the Wuhan coronavirus. So people who are dying from the coronavirus, by the way, tend to be people who got flu shots. And yet none of this is discussed in the media. And the tech giants and Wikipedia and the media, they all go out of their way to not debate these issues, not to address these questions, but rather to attack and smear the character of people who raise these questions. So they don't have enough science to defend their vaccines as being safe or effective, because there really is no science to back that up. It's all just smoke and mirrors. So what they do instead is they attack people, they attack reputations of people, and they commit fraud and they lie about you. For example, I have a very common name, Mike Adams. And so there are vaccine industry teams, black ops teams, actually, that are anti-reputation teams. And what they do is they run around America looking for people with the name Mike Adams who have committed crimes, such as stealing cars or financial fraud or whatever. And then they will put those kinds of things all over the internet, claiming that it's me, when it of course it isn't me. I've never been arrested in my life. I have a completely clean record. In fact, I own FBI-approved Class 3 weapons and suppressors and firearms. I'm actually a long-range target shooter. I use science for ballistics analysis. And I've never even had a speeding ticket in my entire life. Passed all the FBI background checks and so on. But they will attack people like me by trying to smear my reputation. So these are the tactics of an industry that is fraudulent and dishonest, and that has no science to back their positions. They have no truth. They have no facts. All they can do is lie and smear and censor and control and manipulate and deceive. That's the vaccine industry. That's the truth about vaccines. And people are waking up to this right now. They're waking up and realizing that vaccines are not safe. If they were safe, why did the vaccine industry need to have a law passed by Congress in 1986 that essentially grants immunity to the vaccine industry from civil lawsuits due to their faulty products and the damage that their products cause children and adults? So in that law, they created a secret vaccine court, and that court, which is the National Vaccine Injury Compensation Program, has now paid out over $4 billion in claims to victims of vaccine damage. So yes, billions of dollars have been paid out in the United States, proving that vaccines harm and maim and kill people in the United States. And the law that confirms that was passed by Congress and signed by the president in 1986. And ask yourself this question: if their vaccines were really safe and had no side effects and harmed no one, why did they need a 1986 law to grant themselves legal immunity, right? Because if your product isn't harming anyone, then you wouldn't be subjected to lawsuits. Their products are so faulty and are so lacking in quality control and are so dangerous and risky that they had to have Congress grant them legal immunity. And by the way, the only way they achieve legal immunity for vaccines is to have them added to the childhood immunization schedule. Once a vaccine is added to that schedule, then the vaccine maker is granted legal immunity for all lawsuits related to the damage caused by that vaccine. And so the vaccine makers have rushed to add every vaccine imaginable to the childhood immunization schedule so that they can have legal immunity for those vaccines. Well, this has caused the childhood immunization schedule to explode with a huge number of vaccines that have no medical justification whatsoever. They are there so that the companies can have legal immunity. So the bodies of children in America are being used as a legal shield against lawsuits. All these vaccines are being dumped into children, often at extremely early ages where their immune systems are not well developed. And this is why children are being maimed and in some cases killed and in many cases made autistic by these vaccines. They are not safe. They're not backed by honest science by any stretch. And in many cases, they do not work. And in many cases, they spread infections and cause outbreaks. Everybody in America would know this if the truth wasn't censored, if the media wasn't essentially a puppet of the pharmaceutical industry. Everybody in America would already know this. But right now, relatively few people know this, although the numbers are growing, especially as, sadly, more children are harmed and maimed by vaccines. There are more parents who are waking up to the truth that by allowing their children to be vaccinated, they effectively saw their child maimed and damaged for life by the vaccine industry. And it is horrifying when a mother comes to that realization. When she believed that they were safe, and then after the vaccines, they're autistic for life. The neurological damage is permanent, and now they can't take that back because the vaccine has done the damage. So word is spreading rapidly, and we need to tell everyone about this. You can stay informed by reading my websites, vaccines.news, as well as naturalnews.com. And one of the best places for vaccine truth videos now is brighteon.com. That's B-R-I-G-H-T-E-O-N, like the word bright, E-O-N.com. More vaccine truth is on brighteon.com than any other platform. It's the uncensored, pro-human video platform. And almost everything that gets banned on YouTube regarding vaccines ends up on brighteon.com. So check out those resources that I mentioned. Get informed, learn the truth, spread the word, warn other moms. Vaccines are harming and killing children in huge numbers across the world. In fact, this will one day be known as the vaccine Holocaust, because millions, millions of lives are being destroyed by the vaccine industry. That's the truth that you won't hear from the mainstream media or Wikipedia or the tech giants or Facebook or YouTube or Twitter, because they ban you if you say these things. I've been banned everywhere because I refuse to back down, and I continue to defend children against the murderous vaccine industry. My name is Mike Adams. Thank you for listening. Check out my websites and spread the word. Take care. When it comes to prepping, you not only need good products that can help keep you alive, awake, aware, and nourished during difficult times, you also need products you can trust. At the Health Ranger store, we do extensive laboratory testing using an in-house lab that's ISO accredited. It's inspected, it's audited. It's a 2-year process to even get that accreditation. We use multiple mass spec instruments, state-of-the-art science. I'm a published science author as well and a patent holder on several technologies, some of which we use variations of in our lab. The purpose of this lab is to help you make sure you get clean foods, superfoods, storable foods for emergency preparedness and survival use. We have a certified organic lab-tested, what's called Ranger Bucket collection of storable foods with some survival gear in the buckets to help you even boil water and cook those foods and so on. It's a fantastic product. We can barely keep it in stock, even during normal times. In a crisis, we'll be wiped out of this product because it actually takes us a lot of time to make those products. But if they're in stock, you can get them now at healthrangerstore.com/prepwithmike. In fact, go to that URL, healthrangerstore.com/prepwithmike, and you'll see some of our survival and preparedness supplies, including iodine, colloidal silver products, and gel first aid products, storable foods, superfoods, medicinal herbs for first aid, and much more. We have a lot of products for you to help you be self-reliant, to be safe, to survive difficult circumstances, natural disasters, and all kinds of things. If you want to get prepared, do it with us at the Health Ranger store so that you know you're getting safe, clean, laboratory-verified preparedness foods, supplements, and other related products. Again, the URL is healthrangerstore.com/prepwithmike. All one word, no spaces. Prep with Mike. I'm Mike Adams. Thank you for your support.